You're listening to The Continuing Adventures of Billy Barbarian, written and read by J.R. Murdock. For more information, please visit ofgnomesanddwarves.com or jrmurdock.com. The gasps of fear, followed by a palatable silence, only fueled him on further. Like so many sheep being herded to the slaughter, they had nowhere to go and couldn't understand at all what was happening. They had no clue to grasp to. All they could do was stare in abject wonder as he passed, and the waves of silence only increased the amount of power he could draw from the crowd. The charge had all but intoxicated him. He had to keep his wits about him. The closer he got to the stage, the more power he could feel emanating at him and focusing upon him. Nearly all of his followers, garbed in the dark robes and concentrating on him, giving him all their power, gathered beneath the stage and waited for just this very moment. Each surge of power caused twitches to take over his limbs. He slowed his descent to allow his body to compensate for the increase. He took a brief moment to look over the crowd. The awestruck faces, the looks of horror and wonder. They surely must be wondering if he is just part of the show's finale or there to provide some sort of comfort. Stupid people. He'd be far better off once they were all dead. Finally, after several long moments, he landed on the stage. Iman closed his eyes and took a deep breath, taking in the scent of fear that bordered on madness. He grabbed his green robes and spun around to face the crowd. Not a word was spoken. The entire stadium had been engulfed in silence. Iman smiled. Lightning danced along his fingertips. He could feel the power flow up through the stage. More power than anyone had ever felt. Of that, Iman was certain. Never had anyone been able to tap the power of so many people at one time. Never had anyone dared try. But he had a mission, and with the power now at his disposal, no one could stop him. "People of Sethopolis, I implore you to look at what has happened here. Such a tragedy. So much pain and sorrow it must bring to you to know that the dear Selene is dead." This brought a collective gasp from the crowd. They were playing into his hands. He could feel the energy increase and the lightning on his hands flared out momentarily. "I am here to offer you what no one else can. I am here to offer you peace. I can put your minds and bodies to rest. Look upon me. Concentrate on me. All your power, all your might. Give to me so that I might help you heal and become whole once more. The time has come for you to cast off all of your inhibitions about power. All your lives you have been ruled over by the mighty King Seth in this city. You pay, and pay, and pay, and what does he give you in return? He cannot even ensure the protection of one so great as Selene Dijon. What can he do for you? He watches from on high in his castle and cares nothing for you. I care about you. I want to bring you peace. I want to take away all the misery that the city has brought to you. I want to take away all your suffering. Give to me your misery, give to me your pain. Feel it flow from you and into me, and know that I will take it away from you. And in return, I ask nothing, only that you allow me to give you, each of you in this stadium, as well as each of you in the entire city of Sethopolis, peace, unlike any you have ever known before. All your pains, all your worries, and all your suffering will be gone. Iman closed his eyes and thrust his hands out as hard as he could. Bolts of energy lanced out from him and into the stadium. The charge danced and encompassed the entirety of the stadium in a dome of energy. He had done it. He had sealed off not only the stadium, but his field would trap anyone within several blocks of the stadium as well. He'd not only been able to keep everyone inside, but he'd be able to keep the meddling King Seth outside and unable to interfere. He couldn't suffer a distraction. No one could be on the stage to bother him now. Iman turned and ripped down the curtain. He'd hoped to see Selene there, dead, or at least Billy writhing in pain. If that wasn't there, he wanted to see them alive, so he might be able to kill them in front of the crowd. He didn't see them. Instead, he saw the dancers, the band members, and many of the stagehands. They trembled in fear, cowering at the back of the stage. "Where is she?" He more demanded this than asked, his voice booming loudly and causing people to push back further. One person did step forward. Though his face looked firm and confident, his stride was more of a shuffle.
You're an evil man! Leave us be!"
Iman smiled. Such a pitiful excuse for a man. Afraid and cowed. He'd have to make an example out of this man. Iman pointed his hands at the stagehand. Fingers of power shot forth and encircled the man before he had a chance to move. Someone in the group of terrified sheep yelled, "Steve!" But Iman paid them no mind. He had what he needed to really get people's attention. He turned back to the audience and moved the man called Steve and held him high over their heads.
"I want Celine brought before me. I want all of you to give me your pain. Look at this man and think about what I can do if you do not. I do not wish to hurt this man. I only want to bring peace."
By focusing on the bands of energy that had ensnared Steve, Iman pulled in every different direction. He let out a short-lived scream as his body was torn to pieces. He hadn't expected the great burst of energy that flooded into his body from Steve's death, and the energy holding his body parts aloft released the blood and parts drifted into the crowd. People tried to move out of the way, but so many people had packed into the stadium that they had nowhere to move. Iman spun and looked back at the people on the stage. Several had gone, but they also had nowhere to go. So where had they hid Celine? He blasted apart the band's platform. Several people dove and flew back to the sides. Nothing. He threatened people and blasted others. He killed his way through all the people remaining on the stage, but still didn't find Celine, though he did gain even more power from their suffering and death. That's what he really came here for, but he still wanted his revenge on Celine.
"Where has she gone? She cannot hide from me, she cannot!"
Something large and heavy struck Iman in the side and knocked him down. Billy only watched Iman for a moment as he started his speech. He had to drastically change his plans, and he had to change them now. Unless he missed his guess, Iman would come looking for either him or Celine. And with nowhere to run, they had to hide.
"Celine!"
Billy called out as quietly as he could and still get her attention. She turned, but Steve held her, but didn't keep pulling her away. When he looked at Billy, he let her go. She ran to him. Billy wanted to hug her, but there wasn't time.
"We've got to hide."
"Where?"
"We obviously can't go anywhere off the stage, so we'll have to go up."
"What?"
"We'll have to climb up onto the catwalk. It's the only safe place. I don't think Iman will look for you there."
"What about everyone else?"
She was shaking.
"I don't think the stage can support everyone."
"Well, if we're going to do it, let's go. Maybe he'll leave them alone."
"We can only hope, but let's get hidden first."
Billy wanted to carry Celine up the stage's structure, but with his wounded leg and shoulder, he had enough difficulty just getting himself up behind her. She sat on the catwalk at the top and waited for him. With her soft hands, she tried to pull Billy up, but he had to use his own strength. She wasn't strong enough to pull his weight. As Billy came to rest next to Celine, a shimmering dome engulfed the stadium. Shortly after, Iman tore the curtain down. He looked at the people on the stage and demanded for Celine and Billy, his voice booming loudly.
"What do we do now?"
Celine asked in a whisper.
"Hope he doesn't see us."
Seeing Iman, Billy reached for his pouch. He winced in pain and had to try with his other hand. He needed to get the hand Seth had given him. He had to throw it and get it on Iman. That's all he had to do. He pulled out a handful of gray stones. He'd felt the silver rod, but didn't pull that out.
"What are those?"
Rocks.
Billy put them back into his pouch. He'd given the hand to Phil to attach to Iman. Phil must have failed. What were they going to do now? Iman aimed his hands at the group of people on the stage, and something snaked out from his hands and wrapped around Steve.
"No!"
Billy gritted his teeth. What could Iman possibly want with Steve? He'd never done anything to Iman, so why was he attacking him? Iman swung Steve out over the crowd.
"What's he doing?"
Celine asked, her voice trembling. She cried out when Iman tore Steve apart. Billy choked up at the sight. How could everything have gotten so out of hand? What was it that Iman was up to? He couldn't just be after Celine, not to go to such great lengths just to find her. It had to be something more. Iman turned and blasted rays of energy at the rest of the people on the stage. Many dove out of the way. Billy couldn't be sure who got away and who didn't. He had to shield his eyes from the bright flashes. The stones. He fished into his pouch again and pulled out a gray stone. He threw it as hard as he could at Iman. The stone spun and twirled through the air and grew to about the size of Iman's head. It struck him on the side and knocked him down.
"Take that!" Billy yelled.
"What was that?"
"A special rock that Seth gave me."
"King Seth?"
"Who's that?"
"Never mind. Just hit him again. He's getting up."
Billy fished out another rock and threw it without looking. This gray stone also grew, but Iman rolled out of the way before it struck him. The third and fourth he blasted out of the air before they could strike him.
"Stay down,"
he told Celine. She laid flat on the catwalk. If Billy was going to save Celine, he had to either take out Iman or distract him away from where Celine was hiding. Throwing rocks from the catwalk wouldn't do either. Billy got up and ran along the catwalk. Iman blasted out a section in front of Billy. He had to jump to keep from falling and nearly missed the narrow walkway when he landed. This section groaned under his weight. It hadn't been designed for his size, and he had to get down before he brought the entire structure down. Jumping from the catwalk to grab a rope, Billy tossed two more rocks at Iman. Iman took up both rocks, but wasn't able to prevent Billy from swinging down and kicking him. A cheer rose up from the crowd. Billy turned and saw the incredible number of people in the stadium. It had been filled before, but now people were packed in so densely. Something hit Billy in the side of his head. His vision blurred.
"You thought you could kill me?" Iman asked, his voice thick and angry. "You thought you could kill me?"
Billy looked at Iman. His vision blurred, and he actually saw two of Iman. Without thinking, Billy rushed at Iman. But before he ever got to him, Iman swept Billy aside with a wave of his hand. Billy crashed to the side of the stage and rolled off. He landed hard on his shoulder, the pain blacking out his vision for a moment. He couldn't stay put. If he could see or not, he couldn't stay where he was. Iman wouldn't just let Billy live. Billy rolled until he felt the stage. There had to be some way to get under the stage. He felt around blindly until he found a loose board that proved to be a door, and he fell through. He lay on the cold ground for a minute, trying to gain his bearings. Iman wouldn't leave the stage. He wasn't looking for Billy. He was looking for Celine. Billy had to get back onto the stage and protect her. He had to.
"Who are you?" someone asked.
Billy's vision hadn't returned, but he also knew that Steve had never told him that anyone should be under the stage. That's when he heard it. Chanting. Dozens of voices chanted something he couldn't make out.
"Who are you?"
Billy asked back.
"Brother, I wish to bring you peace."
The blackness in Billy's eyes wasn't his failing vision. It was the black robe of someone hiding beneath the stage. Not just one person, but dozens, maybe even 100.
"What's going on under here?"
Billy couldn't believe his eyes. These people must have been under the stage during the entire concert, but why? What were they doing?
"We're helping our master bring peace to all of Sethopolis."
"How?"
"The only way peace can be brought about."
The black-robed man produced a long dagger. Billy felt for a weapon. He didn't have anything left. Two more men in black robes approached him. Billy scrabbled backwards. He could throw a rock at them, but that'd do no good at all, as they needed space to grow. He did still have the silver rod, but the ground here was so hard. The man made a threatening slash at Billy, forcing him up against the side of the stage. Billy fumbled inside his pouch and tried to get the silver rod out. He had to. It was the only thing he had to defend himself with. Billy shifted to the side, and the man's dagger stuck in the wood of the stage. Billy pushed backward and opened the door he'd come through. As he did, he pulled the silver rod free. The man launched at Billy, and Billy did the only thing he could think of. He planted the silver rod into the man's forehead. The man fell back and screamed. His friend reached to help him, but a brush grew out of the man's head at a frightening rate. In a matter of about 2 seconds, the entire doorway, Billy hoped the only exit from under the stage, filled with a thick, thorny branches that writhed and twisted off in all directions. He didn't need to close the door, so Billy backed away from the stage. Billy lay on the ground and tried to catch his breath, but the sounds of explosions rose from the stage. He had to get back up to the stage. He had to protect Celine. He had no idea what to do next, but he had to do something. An idea flashed into his mind. He needed to make sure Celine was safe, but suddenly he knew exactly what to do. He could take care of Iman and all of his minions in one shot.
First things first.
He had to make sure he could get to Celine and get her off the stage. Billy made his way to the back of the stage and climbed the ladder. People milled about in confusion and tried to stay as far away as they could. No one wanted to be near the stage, but the pressure from the crowd gave them little choice. No one had anywhere to run.
"Everyone keep away from the stage! Make sure no one comes near!"
Someone in the crowd yelled, "We're trying!" And Billy was sure that was the truth. At the back of the stage, Billy tried to climb up the ladder but had trouble. His hand had gone numb. The wound in his shoulder had ripped open again, and each time he grasped the rungs, he couldn't hold on. Instead, he anchored himself with his elbow and fought to go up each step, one by one. He moved so slow. He had to get up to get to lean. He just had to. Billy could see Iman lifting people into the air and tearing them apart and letting the pieces fly into the crowd, laughing as he did. He couldn't have found Celine. He had to be taking his anger out on the crowd. It pained Billy to see this happen, and he tried to move faster, but his body just wouldn't respond fast enough.
"Celine!" Billy yelled. "Celine!
Billy, I'm here!"
Billy looked up and saw Celine at the top of the stage, on the little platform. He sighed briefly. She was still alive. He wanted to cry, knowing she was all right, but he didn't have time for that.
"Get off the stage! Climb down the ladder!"
"But you're in the way!"
Billy finished climbing the two more rungs and stepped off the ladder to his goal. He stood next to the gigantic pin that held the stage together. As soon as he was out of the way, Celine started climbing down.
"You've got to get off the stage!"
"Billy, what are you going to do?"
"I've got to pull this pin out! It'll collapse the stage!"
Celine's eyes widened as she looked at the size of the pin.
"Billy, there's no way you can pull that out!"
"I've got to try! It's the only way!"
"Are you sure there's nothing else you can do?"
"Iman has people beneath the stage. I don't understand magic, but I think they're making him more powerful. I'll never be able to get near him. This is the only chance we've got. Now get down off the stage so I can pull this pin."
Celine didn't hesitate. She disappeared down the ladder, and Billy set to work on the pin. He couldn't wrap his arms around the eyelet, and it was too far into the mount that he couldn't grasp the shaft either. On the narrow platform, he squatted down and found a grip under the bottom of the eyelet. Through the hole, he could see people in the crowd. Some of them were clapping. He scrunched his eyes shut and started lifting. He felt the last stitch in his arm pop and several in his leg. He paused for a moment and found his grip again and started pulling up once more. Screams from someone being rent limb from limb came to his ears. He had to stop this madness. Only he could do this. No one else would be able to. Setting to work on the pin again, his hands slipped. Billy stood up and squeezed blood from his shirt and worked it into both hands. This time his hands didn't slip, but the pin didn't move either. His back complained and his muscles refused to work, but he pulled as hard as he could. Pulling this pin would not only save Celine, but the lives of everyone in the stadium. More cheers rose from the people behind the stage. Billy let their will be his. He couldn't give up. He couldn't let his own personal pain stop his action to save the lives of all these people. Each of their lives was just as important as Celine's. Billy growled, and the pin inched upward. It was impossibly heavy, but he wouldn't let it fall back down. He'd gotten it to move, and that was the most difficult part. Something in his side popped, and a pain shot through his midsection. The rising of the pin slowed, but cheers from the crowd grew. He had to take a short pause when the bottom of the eyelet was at his waist, but he couldn't pause for long. If he did, surely he'd drop the pin, and he'd never be able to do this again. Billy rested the pin on his leg and squatted down to get under the pin. He needed to push it up instead of pulling. Adjusting his grip caused the pain in his side to flare as the muscles relaxed, but he couldn't stop. Not now. He was the only hope of more people than he'd ever seen. They needed him. They cheered him. He had to make sure they survived. The pin's upward trip continued. It felt like Billy had been working on it for hours, but it had only been a few seconds. The higher the pin rose, the more cheers Billy got from the crowd. They couldn't know what he was doing would save them, but perhaps they'd seen what he'd done to save Celine and just cheered in case what he was doing would save them as well. He couldn't let all of these people down. He couldn't let his mother down. This was bigger than him, and he had to succeed. When the bottom of the eyelet passed Billy's eyes, he could see people on the floor below watching him with wide eyes of disbelief.
"Move!"
Billy shouted. He could feel the bottom of the pin coming. The entire stage started to shimmy and shake. As soon as the bottom of the pin passed beyond the platform Billy stood on, the entire stage should, just as Steve Jameson explained, collapse. The only people left on or under the stage were Iman and his minions. Billy had to make sure he got them all. As soon as the bottom of the pin cleared the platform, Billy felt something blast his legs out from under him. He fell off the stage and landed to the ground with a crash. He couldn't see it, but the sound of the stage folding up echoed off the few exposed surfaces of the stadium, and a great whoosh of air blew several people over. A tremendous roar of cheers rose up from the stadium, but to Billy, it sounded like so much wind. So much wind. So much wind. Billy just wanted to sleep. Had he saved everyone? Had he saved anyone? Was it all over now? Could he go back home to the north? Should he go back home? He didn't want to do anything. He just wanted to sleep. He let the darkness overtake him as several hands picked him up off the hard wooden pin. They were taking him somewhere, but he didn't know where, and he didn't care. He just wanted to sleep, and that's what he did. Iman struggled to free his leg out from under one of the stage's structural beams. He grunted softly as he pulled. What happened? One moment he was absorbing power at an exponential rate with each person he rent limb from limb and enjoying the screams of panic and pain. The next, he hears cheering and sees Billy pulling some mammoth pin from the stage. He tried to kill Billy, but he only had a moment to blast the barbarian before everything collapsed. It was gone. All gone. All the power he'd accumulated from the crowd disappeared. It was very likely, judging by the few soft moans and cries of pain from beneath him, that many of his followers were dead and the rest injured. For the first time in his life, Iman felt powerless. With a grunt, he freed his leg, the beam leaving a long scrape on his calf. That barbarian will suffer for this. He will pay for this with his life. I will take everything from him. But how could that be done? Iman didn't have any power left. He'd have to confront Billy face to face and take care of him personally. First, there'd have to be some adjustments in his garment. Setting foot in front of all these people in his fine green robes, and Iman would suffer the same fate he'd planned for the stadium. His victims had become his pursuers. Surely they'd make him suffer, but they'd have to catch him first. Sadly, he'd planned for just such a contingency. Iman worked his way under the stage's canopy to the edge. He peeked out through a small crack in the covering and peered between two beams. He could see the barbarian being carried away like some hero. If he could, Iman would have reached out with his will and crushed Billy's head. Smash it like an overripe melon. He didn't deserve to live. He'd ruined everything. Everything! Several people holding Billy's massive and limp frame aloft shouted to have the area cleared for them to lay Billy down. Someone called for a doctor as they laid him down. Iman seethed. He wanted to leap out and just end it. Kill each person one by one with his bare hands. Their power had been his. Their sorrow, their pain, their agony. All his. If he hadn't gloated for those precious few moments, he could have killed them all. But the power made him greedy and he wanted more. It felt like nothing he had imagined. His entire body electrified. And it disappeared all in an instant. The moment the stage came down, all the focus was lost. It ended. The ultimate power taken away by such a simple act, by such a simple person. Iman wasn't going to let it end here. People or no, Billy's life would end tonight. Iman removed his green robes and stepped out from under the stage canopy. Several people gasped at his sudden appearance. And why shouldn't they? Thank you for taking the time to listen to The Continuing Adventures of Billy Barbarian. For more information on this book and its author, please visit ofgnomesanddwarves.com or jrmurdoch.com. And again, thank you for listening.